Minute, you won't be visible. Hello, everybody. We've been together just during the last hour and 45 minutes discussing the techniques of the presence, the technique of light, and the technique of indifference in the glamour work. So that's a start, because we are thrust into the midst of glamour at this time. This will be a somewhat abbreviated meditation. We've been doing it every night here in Europe, 8 o'clock in the evening and GMT, and then on the weekends, 10 o'clock in the evening, unless there is a collision with one of the full moons or maybe new moon, exact new moon moment, then we would have to change that. It's an attentive vigil to keep our point of tension where it needs to be, because there are still so many underhanded efforts to distort or even overthrow the results of the election in America, which has dramatic implications for everybody on the planet, in terms of democracy, at least. There are populist, dictatorially inclined leaders that want our election to be overthrown. And we must contribute our vigilant work to do our part to make sure that that does not happen. We have a real contrast here between the two candidates, and they do, imperfectly, of course, represent the soul and personality of the United States, and really the angel of the presence and the dweller on the threshold for all of humanity. As I say, imperfect representation, but they are representatives of those two contending forces. We know where we stand and why we stand there. Our occultism has taught us something about why the indigo must prevail in the long run. It is the great synthetic ray. It's the soul ray of our planet, and also the soul and personality ray of our solar logos. It must prevail over the non-sacredness of the Martian red. Great principles are at work in this contest. So we add our bit, we do our part, and we are watchful, ever watchful, to watch and to pray. We hold our vigil, we watch and pray that the good, the beautiful, and the true will emerge. We imagine then that we, as disciples, are surrounding the earth with the centrality of the great Lord, the rider from the secret place, the head of the hierarchy of the Christ, the Lord Maitreya. And we are here to help. We invoke the solar angel of the United States. And this solar angel delivering the influence of the second ray of love wisdom. We call upon this pervasive power and imagine that the great love wisdom ray pervades the entire country and works towards unity, towards fusion, towards inclusive idealism, and not the selfish personal opposites of these desirable qualities. We realize that Shambhala is involved here. We realize that Shambhala is behind all of these movements at this time because these are governmental issues. And they have to do with how power is wielded. Behind the experiment, which is the United States, is the Master Rakuzi, the sometimes called the Count, the Comte de Saint-Germain. He is also the regent of Europe and the sponsor of the United States of Europe, the European Union. He has a great area of responsibility. We imaginatively commit ourselves to assist with his work. So that intelligence and love and the right exercise of power can characterize these two great experiments over which he has supervision. The United States of America and the European Union. We will ponder on our relationship to his efforts. Across the world, because this is the fifth root race, there are the five planetary centers, with three of them more active at this time in a spiritual manner: New York, London, Geneva, and also Darjeeling and Tokyo. Darjeeling is perhaps the most occult of all of them on the first ray. And Tokyo represents the first ray from the materialistic side, but can grow into its destiny. The work of triangles will be much advanced in Japan. But meanwhile, the relationship, very active, exists between New York, London, and Geneva. Sixth ray, first ray, second ray. And particularly when we focus on idealism and the dangers of blind and personal idealism, we're focusing on the sixth ray center, New York, which is the center for the United States and also for the Americas in general. Within the United States, three major centers. From a national point of view, New York as the throat center, silvery blue. Los Angeles, the heart center, the golden yellow. And Washington, D.C., temporarily the head center, and the red of the will. We must bring these three into adjustment. Harmonious adjustment. And there is the great symbol of I light the way, the destiny of the United States being a great and inclusive idealism focused under the love wisdom ray. A gift from France, I release the light so that the U.S. can light the way. Especially along the second ray line of humanitarianism, inclusiveness, spiritual psychology, spiritual occultism, We want to be part of this lighting of the way. And all of this done in the name of the great and utterly inclusive Lord Maitreya, head of the spiritual hierarchy of our planet, the Christ. We see him in this great symbol, this statue embracing the city of Rio and really reaching out to the entire planet. That's the attitude of the true risen Christ, not the suffering dead Christ, as has been the mistaken notion of so much of Christian theology. We try to tune in with this great spirit. A symbol of the indigo ray of great inclusiveness. Awe-inspiring sight. As we work ahead, we use the mudra. It's the turning of the wheel to victory. We can hold that mudra. The Buddha taught so much. Through the mudras. And that prepares us to consider the harmonization which must occur within the United States. In the three branches of government, which are now very much at odds with each other, the executive on the first ray, the judicial on the second ray, or third ray rather, and the capital, the legislative branch on the second ray in general. But of course, all of them have other sub-rays, but we must bring them into harmony. The laws that we must follow come through the legislative branch. And there is the question of whether they are constitutional, the constitutionality of any proposal has to be compared with the law and with the document to which allegiance is sworn. This is the job of the judicial branch. But right now there's so much friction. We need to send harmony itself into the Supreme Court, because now even the justices are at war with each other. Shocking. And the executive branch has been selfish and overstepping its bounds. And the legislative branch has been stalemated, divided, and unable to act with sufficient speed and clarity, given the needs of the country. So let the indigo ray bring them into unity. Let's visualize that. The indigo ray bringing the three major branches into unity, and all of the selfish personalism, the opinionation, the quest for power, all of that thrown out as the custodians consider the welfare of the nation. The color rose, these colors, the blue and the rose, they are the colors of the devas that are used by Master Kutumi. And they bring a certain peace, a certain reduction of agitation, an improvement in the nervous system. They refine, this color refines the astral body, which is so apparent in the deliberations of the three main branches. And so, in addition to the indigo sweeping through the nation and through the major centers of government, we visualize as well this color rose, which indicates the more refined astral condition. A higher form of idealism can sweep through instead of this disturbing division, which essentially has split the country. Divide and conquer, it had been said, that is, was Caesar's dictum. Okay, the USA is divided, and who or what shall make the attempt to conquer? A chilling thought. So this rose color will make it more possible for the light of reason to be shining, to be brought forward. It is a serious time. And the true head of the hierarchy, the true Christ, his presence, and not the Christ of the dogmatic theologian, but the true Christ, can pervade this great second-rate country, and must increasingly do so. We visualize that. And must pervade all of humanity, the presence of the great Lord, in this battle between the angel of the presence and the dweller on the threshold in broad, global, and human terms. Now, as we have been doing, we will sound and of the great invocations, which brings in the power of the Lords of Liberation, and especially that Lord which is concerned at this time with liberty and with freedom from all kinds of enslavement which still exists, whether literal or economic or ideological, freedom from those kinds of enslavement. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. the love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall, the rule of evil. Now must end. Om. And we imagine in this battle the great Archangel existing on a number of levels, but finally as Saturn, the planet of the law, we imagine his protective role, asserting the law which must be followed and which is so often cast aside in these selfish, personal, and post-truth days. But Saturn, Saint Michael, will hold us to account. And under Libra, we'll insist that the law conceived in the legislature hew closely to the divine law, as closely as may be possible. This is what we need now. There are so many minor and major law breakers. And their efforts must be negated under the power that we call the Archangel Saint Michael. And so to synthesize all this, we have the sevenfold wheel of divine love, which we can imagine at the very heart of the country. With all the colors of the seven rays in there, love mode, going forth, spiraling inclusively to contain the branches of government and the various diverse types of people. Bringing them into a unity which protects the intended synthesis of all the factors, all the people, all the types, all the states, fusing them into a unity. Until all the fragmentation all the division all the misunderstanding is overcome by this synthesizing power of the sevenfold wheel of divine love. And then the idealism behind this great symbol of I light the way can emerge and will no longer be thwarted by selfish, narrow, power-hungry, egotistical personalism. The higher destiny will be achieved. And the Christ will pervade not only the United States in its critical role at this time, but will pervade all of humanity and the emergence of the democratic spirit, which seeks that the will of every human being be properly heard and not negated. We thank you for attending this quotation from Saint Francis. All of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. And so we work together as agents of the light. Agents of the growing light, which reveals the love which underlies the happenings of the time. And in that love, we will take those steps whereby the divine will can be more faithfully, exactingly expressed. Oh. thank you, everybody, for your attendance. For some of you, it's been quite a long period. We appreciate that you are here, and Tuya will be back delivering this meditation before long, and you'll hear the beautiful music that goes with it as well, which I think helps to invoke the Deva kingdom and deepen the meditation in various ways. We will see some of you tomorrow, and for the Soul of Soul of Nations meditation, and also for Sacred Pentagram meditation for the Sagittarian energy, which will be starting at 5 p.m. GMT. Meanwhile, love and many blessings. See you soon.